Bill Coleman, along with in-studio guest, Lieutenant Governor candidate Matt Pinnell. Matt, welcome back to Ponca City.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How's the campaign been going so far?
You know, it's going really well. I mean, there's 77 counties in this state, and we've been to all of them. And we've been to Ponca City a number of times. We will not be a stranger if elected on November 6th. So it's going really well. Polling looks good. We got to run this thing like a sprint the next 11 days, and we plan on doing that.
All right. We've got the final election of the year, the general election, coming up November 6th. Matt, as Lieutenant Governor, should you be elected, what do you want to see done in the state of Oklahoma?
You know, the Lieutenant Governor is actively and daily involved when it comes to tourism. Tourism is economic development, as I've said from day one on this campaign. And I think putting a new branding campaign together for the state of Oklahoma, you know, our perception around the country and around the world is extremely important when it comes to tourists, as well as companies that are looking to relocate anywhere around the country. And I think we need to do a better job of selling and promoting the state of Oklahoma. And the lieutenant governor, that's their job. You look at any lieutenant governor around the country, they're actively involved in selling and promoting their state from a tourism perspective, but also from an economic development perspective, from jobs, retaining the jobs that we currently have, and then going around the country and recruiting new jobs to the state.
As a tourist destination, what do you see Oklahoma's biggest advantages?
Yeah, I'm not saying this just because I'm in Ponca City, but I truly believe that Osage County, right here in Kay County, so the Bahuska, Ponca City, Bartlesville play right now, I think it's one of the hottest tourism plays in the entire state. I think the opportunities are endless to get people off roads and bridges in those three counties. And I plan on Lieutenant Governor doing a much better job of promoting it. I mean, the 3-4 day weekends that you can hit from Pawhuska to Ponca City and Bartlesville is just the opportunities are off the charts. And we needed to be doing a better job of making sure that we are promoting that, not just around the country, but around the world.
All right, Matt Pinnell, Lieutenant Governor candidate. Matt, you want to be a champion of small businesses in Oklahoma. How do you plan on doing that?
Yeah, well, you know, first off, my wife and I, we run a small business. My wife's an inventor. We've invented a number of baby products, and so we're in the baby product manufacturing business right outside the Tulsa area. And so, first off, we live and breathe running a small business. We know the highs and lows of doing it. And the Lieutenant Governor is the small business advocate on the cabinet. So fostering entrepreneurship for me is huge. I think entrepreneurship is the future. Keeping our boys and girls that have an idea here in Oklahoma and not going to Dallas or Houston or Kansas City to start their businesses. And for us to do that, we have to have a few more accelerators in the state. We have what is known as the Oklahoma City Thunder Launchpad. It's one accelerator in Oklahoma City that puts money behind business ideas from around the state. They'll invest in over 100 businesses over the next 5 years, which is great, but we only have one accelerator. You know, the state of Colorado has 13 accelerators. Mm. So that will be something that I work with the legislature on, that I work with the private sector on, because that's a private sector operation there. The legislature does not appropriate dollars for that. But that will be something that I champion, particularly in the private sector, is making sure that we have more accelerators and that we do a much better job outside of Tulsa and Oklahoma City, making sure that we are fostering that entrepreneurship so that we get more small businesses outside of Tulsa and Oklahoma City as well.
We're winding down to where a week from Tuesday will be the final day for your campaign. When did your campaign officially start, Matt?
You know, about 17 or 18 months ago. Yeah, so, you know, we've been all over this state for the last 17 or 18 months. I've loved it. I've loved almost every minute of it. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there's highs and lows of running a campaign too. Those 4 a.m. wake-up calls to get somewhere 3 hours later. But what drives me, we have 4 kids that we're raising. My wife and I, 4 kids in the Jinx Public School District. I want my kids to be proud of Oklahoma. I want them to be able to find a job here and then raise their own families here. And so those 4 a.m. wake-up calls aren't that difficult because I'm just so passionate about this job and passionate about moving the state in a better direction.
All right, Matt Pinnell, Lieutenant Governor candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Oklahoma. Any last words you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, those that want to learn more, go to my website, mattpinnell.com. And if you, as I said last time when I was on the show with you, if you want to sell, you got to vote Pinnell on November 6th.
All right. Matt, thank you very much for stopping by.
Hey, thank you.